Good evening, Montreal. This is Easy Sonic Living here on CKUT 90.3. Well, it's pretty much getting towards the end of the year, so this is the time where everybody's doing their best of 2022 list, and I was hoping to do the same thing for you a little bit, show you some of the wonderful music we've discovered through ESL and just through our, you know, sonic explorations in general over the year. But I quickly made a playlist that was like 2.5 hours long. So since that's too long, I thought what I would do is give you a little teaser of a few of my, you know, favorite fun songs from the past year, and then go into a more easy sonic living style sonic exploration of your subconscious wants, desires, dreams, needs, fears, etc. So sit back, relax, get ready in the first half of the show to hear some fun dance tunes by Lizzo, by Mechlit, by Fantastic Negrito, by Jean Grey. And then it will start to get weird, so get ready for that. You know, you may want to pull up the covers and try to go into a hypnagogic or meditative stance. And then at the end, we're going to cheer things right back up again, just so that you can get started with the rest of your evening at midnight back in your normal state of mind. So you take care. I'll see you again in about 50 minutes when this little sonic exploration is wrapping up. See you later. Easy Sonic Living, CKUT 90.3.
Tomorrow morning, ooh wee.
Say less.
Bitch, say less. Express yourself. Bitch, get dressed. Unstress yourself. It's cold outside, so what? Let's take a
everybody's gay. It's a happy place.
Arr, bitch.
It's the one they told me not to put out. You gotta give the people what they want. So brothers, sisters, I've been holding this one back. This one for y'all. Let's go. I'm feeling numb, thinking of changing my name to Crystal Meth. I'm playing this game, holding my mic like a pistol, aiming at death. And I love nobody. Alone in this world, that's how I came in it. But shit could flash and reverse the same in a minute. I don't even love life no more. My niggas, I just live it. And I don't love love. All the hurting is infinite. I cry myself to sleep sometimes. Wept a gallon of tears from malice, divorce, mates to lost peers. Drowned in a haze of smoke and glasses that never ran empty. Bottles of SoCo, cheap vodka in 2020. Spending my pennies for thoughts on courts of Henny. Fame, got none. Pain, like the movie, have plenty. Like a shotgun, double barrel, fully loaded, ready to blow. I wanna turn around and aim at myself. Been failing my health. I hardly even eat no more. My lunch is munchies from the corner store. Tropical fantasy. Me and my family, me and my niggas used to be tight. But now we see each other on the block with no pants and keep it moving. Gotta move on. I know I'm doing it right. I'm still living, hustling life still. Shit. For all my niggas, smoke a pack a day. For all my niggas, hold a bottle, drink the pain away. What type of life is this? For all my niggas getting the cash and all my niggas who chill on the Ave, let's keep living. For all my niggas, drink the pain away. For all my niggas, smoke a pack of Newports a day. What
type of life is this? For all my niggas getting the cash and all my niggas who chill on the Ave, let's keep living. Grew up a child of an alcoholic, sister to schizophrenic, and already inherited one, and they both are genetic. When sun falls, I get no sleep. Nights is filled with party and bullshit, Bacardi and pull clips just to deal with it. Got a full heart, but I don't feel with it no more. I have fury, a woman who scorned. Just live my life like the X-Files and trust nobody, forgetting everyone. Now I'm just forgetting the money. Funny how shit can change and switch up, fragile to rip on you. Spent too much of my young life just trying to stitch shit up. I'm living day by day now. Every step is play by play, hand to mouth. I'm just trying to make the moments count. Eyes read stress in my soul. Chest full from a heavy smoking addict since 9. A nicotine addict, devoted at it, but still, I need some type of release. I quit the trees at least. Yeah. I'm learning niggas, but I'm slow at it. Always gave my motherfuckers the benefit of the doubt, but it seems that everybody's just out for self. I used to love her, now I gotta make her work for my wealth. I gotta eat,
for all my niggas smoke a pack a day. For all my niggas hold a bottle, drink the pain away. What type of life is this? For all my niggas getting the cash and all my niggas who drink the pain away. For all my niggas smoke a pack of Newport today. What type of life is this? For all my niggas getting the cash and all my niggas who chill on the ass. Let's keep living.
From rapping to nicotine, niggas clapping to niggas who fiend. From some shit I haven't seen to everything I've been through. It's like losing the love of your life twice in the same night. Being deaf for years, gained your hearing and losing your sight. Trying to shine, but I'm just getting eclipsed. I'm just trying to find the perfect words to fall from my lips. Thinking too hard about what shit is falling, mainly the chips. Hoping that the next time is storming, but I'm not attempting to slit wrists. Got nothing down. I'm working my way up from the bottom to the top of the ladder. Cling what's rightfully mine. But working against time has been too long, and I haven't even had a chance to leave y'all yet. I apologize. Getting older, wiser. Seen the picture painted. My destiny faded for this, and not for easy times. I put my heart in these rhymes for always. Love it or leave it or. Ready to die? Yeah, I'm ready. Come on.
j'ai bien dormi. Je vais aller me servir un petit café.
I want you to think of thinking as being like on a train. Ordinarily in waking, we move along a pretty straight linear track.
Right.
However.
Après le café. Oula. Ah, oh, j'ai quelques rapports à finir.
J'ai bien dormi. Midi. C'est la bonne heure. Allez, je veux un peu travailler, un peu de peinture.
Oh, encore ce téléphone. Ouais. 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 Ok, je suis sur le coup là. Ouais, je suis sur le coup là. Je m'en occupe, ça va. Ok, allez, à plus.
Oh, j'adore mon métier. Wow. Wow. Je suis douée. Je commence à avoir faim. Qu'est-ce qu'il y a dans le frigo?
J'ai bien faim.
Non, pas ça. Non plus pas ça. Non.
J'ai faim.
Je vais me prendre une carte.
Our thoughts get more and more associative and further removed from our waking preoccupations.
And are we controlling that?
I mean, you're seeing strange images, you're having strange thoughts, but you've never questioned the thoughts that you get. So you find yourself thinking about nailing melted cheese to the wall without so much as a raised internal eyebrow.
Which rocks disappear?
No problem. M Sum is as strong as a rock.
Oh, M Sum. Firstly, if rocks disappeared, many buildings as well as bridges which are built with rocks will also disappear. Secondly, if rocks disappeared, marble sculptures will also disappear.
Oh, je suis crevée.
Thirdly, if rocks disappeared, gemstones will also disappear.
It's the deepest stage of sleep we enter into mostly in the first half of the night, and very little in the way of mentation seems to be going on when sleep scientists wake people up then.
Anything going on?
Well, literally, you know, a vaguely remembered to-do list. However, some people report full-blown dreams.
Ah, j'adore cette émission.
Flash Info.
Nous interrompons votre série toute pourrie pour un flash info de dernière minute. Nous retrouvons Georgette Bichot, notre journaliste, qui est en direct sur place.
Oui, Jean-Marc Léjoie, je suis en direct. L'immeuble est rongé par les flammes.
Oh, les pauvres gens.
Nous savons pas encore s'il y a des
survivants. C'est vraiment triste.
Risque de s'écrouler.
Un incendie énormissime est déclaré rue Jean-Paul Jacques dans le 18e arrondissement.
Mais c'est chez moi.
Les pompiers.
C'est mon immeuble.
Aïe.
Allez, go. Qu'est-ce que je fais? Qu'est-ce que je sauve?
Ah!
Oh non, j'ai pas le temps! Nom du Dieu, on va tous crever! Juste ma bouffe!
Ah!
Oh, tout le monde est déjà parti! Non, mais pas lui!
Debout, réveillez-vous!
Mais quoi?
Il y a le feu! Mais debout,
mais
bon sang!
Quoi? Mais que faites-vous chez moi?
Faut absolument partir, il y a le feu dans l'immeuble.
Mais vous êtes sûr, il y a feu là, ici?
Allez, go, go, à l'ascenseur.
Oh oui, c'est bon, ça va, j'arrive. T'appuies ou j'appuie?
Bah t'appuies ou j'appuie?
Pas je...
Oh, non mais...
Tu m'as touché.
Bizarre.
Je suis tout... Oh, mais c'est quoi ça?
Qu'est-ce que c'était?
Tu crois que ça vient d'en haut?
C'était qu'un cauchemar.
Oh, c'était comme un mauvais rêve.
Allez, une bonne tasse de café.
Oh, il est beaucoup trop tôt.
Flash info. Un flash info de dernière minute. Un incendie énormissime est déclaré rue Jean-Paul Jacques dans le 18e
short, we forget them. There's really intriguing scientific and historical evidence to suggest we were once awake for much longer in the night.
Oh.
And it's a very interesting state to be awake in because high amounts of a hormone called prolactin kind of percolate through the brain. So we're in a kind of state of relaxed, meditative calm. Ooh. Welcome to the wash. Very relaxing.
Ecosystem needs natural darkness to turn on all the beautiful built-in quieting and healing responses available to us. Yet we live in a time of addiction to junk light, many of us overstimulated, anxious, inflamed. Our sensitive biorhythms literally brainwashed into thinking we should always be awake. And that it's not safe to rest.
My name is Charlotte Adigiri. First of all, I would like you to thank yourself for taking a time out. In this day and age, it is difficult to not become completely alienated from your true self. We worry about not having enough. We are anxious about rejection. We fear being misunderstood. We even fear things that lie in the future we do not control. These are all mental concepts. Fear exists for a good reason. It protects you from danger. but you are not in danger now. You are safe. So, get comfortable. Lie down or sit up with a straight back. And with each breath, your body gets into a deeper state of relaxation. Let us do a breathing cycle. Breathe in for 1, 2, 3, 4, hold 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, release 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now repeat the cycle. To enter this deeper state of relaxation, I would like you to follow my voice as I go inwards into my own fears. As a child, I once dreamt that there were eyes of all shapes and colors following me, even eyes in the shape of an exclamation mark, as if to warn me for what was coming. And I had to keep smiling because if I stopped, the hovering eyes were going to kill me. See me through my eyes. Why English? I seldom think in English. I grew up watching American TV shows and now I have this weird hybrid Flemish-American accent that makes me feel like a fake. How do people find the time to have coffee? And why does everybody want to have coffee with me? I feel so bad because I never make it. And sometimes I do because otherwise I feel like an arrogant, busy person who doesn't think of her friends. But if I would have coffee every time somebody asks me, I'd be having coffees 24/7. I have such a problem with self-discipline. What's wrong with me? I ate way too much, way too late yesterday. Spent the whole night digesting. I was so restless, and I told myself I was not gonna do that anymore. I'm 29 years old. I should get rid of these patterns that don't serve me in any way. And why am I always awake before my alarm goes off every day? All these haunting to-do lists in my head always make me get up with a deep feeling of guilt. Drop the phone. Don't check it. Stay in bed a little longer. Think about what you're grateful for. Visualize it. I'm grateful to be doing what I love. I'm grateful for the beautiful person I wake up next to. I'm grateful for my mom. Shit, I need to finish that written interview. And how come they always ask the same questions over and over again? It's so easy to have me write everything down. Is it because I'm a new artist that I should put up with that? Should I be grateful for the attention? Now, let go of this mental interpretation. You exist with or without it. Thank the fears and say goodbye. Let it go. Your body knows what to do. Breathe in for 1, 2, 3, 4, hold 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, release 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I should stop eating sugar again. I was so slim in March and I gained all the weight back again. I don't feel like I'm overdoing it though, so what happened? I'm gonna start dieting tomorrow. No more excuses. Should I wear a wig again today? Or my afro? I look like a little boy with my afro though. I wish it was longer. People stare so much when I wear the blonde one. So for now, I'll wear another wig. I wish I looked better without makeup. A natural beauty, like the ones on Instagram, the melanin magic type, but without the shallow bullshit. Why aren't I as pretty as these Instagram girls? They sing well, they look beautiful. How will I ever stand out? Most of the time, I feel like all their energy went into their appearance, not their voice, and not at all into their music. Maybe if I looked like them, I wouldn't have searched for that deeper meaning. It would all be too easy if I was a typical beauty. I'm tired of always having to explain or defend myself, even on the most shallow subject. Or maybe I just have to accept who I am, wherever I am. Home is in my body. Fuck their opinions. And whenever somebody takes the liberty to give their opinion about how I look, I'll let them know I don't want to hear it. I don't have to be polite for the two of us. And I guess I look okay. So, to me, embracing myself is the most attractive thing to be. God, Charlotte, you've had this conversation so many times. Why can't you just let it go? You know all of this. I really should meditate. Now, let go of this mental interpretation. You exist with without it. Thank the fears and say goodbye. Let it go. Your body knows what to do. Breathe in for 1, 2, 3, 4, hold 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Release 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I hope I don't bump into that racist neighbor again. I hate the way he looks at me, like I'm some kind of stupid creature. But why do I care so much? Should I go confront him? Let him know that black people aren't as stupid as he thinks. But then again, Charlotte, don't let your ego answer his. Living all alone in his apartment with his dog, he clearly is in need of love and compassion. Maybe I should bake him a cake, kill the hate with kindness, transcend the negativity. When will I ever have the time again to bake a cake? Charlotte, I just couldn't believe it was you driving the fancy car. Well, yes, bitch. Even if this is just something materialistic, it symbolizes way more. Oh God, that time when a woman in a car called me a fucking monkey, or that other time when that dude trapped me and slapped me in the face after I took my priority on a priority lane. And the 3 times people spat in my face, or when that friend told me it was all my own fault. Why am I still living here? I will always be treated like this. A victim of my own skin color. I should go live in London. There, I don't have to defend who I am. You are not a slave of other people's opinions. Why am I already preparing myself for things going wrong? Why do I always have to fear things that aren't there? I have such a low self-esteem sometimes that I believe everything is made to turn to shit eventually. Same with my marriage. It feels so damn good to choose for someone. He is such a beautiful, sincere, and pure person. But I feel like I'm programmed to believe that whatever I do, I'll end up just like my parents, divorced and alone. I feel so much anger towards my dad. I really want to forgive him. He means so well, but damn it, when will he realize who I am and not see me as a 15-year-old he wants to raise? He seems to always dismiss the fact that I'm away, super busy, and too tired to even take care of my own life. I'm still angry. Let it go. Let go of this mental interpretation. You exist with or without it. Thank the fears and say goodbye. Let it go. Your body knows what to do. Breathe in for 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Release 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So many miles, so many kilometers. A lot of artists go on like this for years, making it hard to readapt back home. I hope my relationship will survive this. Well, actually, my marriage. It's all about communication, I guess. And we have a very good base. He lets me be me. I come home when I'm with him. I wonder what the show is gonna be like. Playing for a home crowd can be so intense. I'm gonna bump into a lot of people, no doubt. I used to be good at this. Love being amongst people, socializing, getting to know new people, and now I dread it. It's not the contact in itself, though. It's the small talk and being interrupted during every conversation to then start a new one. Who's knocking at the door again? I need this time before the show for myself. How do people not realize this? A lot of people still think that I'm little Charlotte, who always smiles and is super friendly. I love this part, though. My ritual. Makeup and comedians in cars getting coffee time. Painting my face while laughing. I need to warm up my voice though, but it's so boring. There's a room full of people who want to see me. Let's get into the performance vibe. I am exactly where I wanted to be. People look interested and receptive, but I shouldn't look for a reaction too much, and I should get into that state I love so much. Connection, energy, smiles, euphoria, dancing. This is what I'm supposed to do. Oh my god, this guy knows all the lyrics? Don't cry, smile. Damn, our last song already? I'm soaking. Need to get some air. Remember what you told yourself? You thank the people on stage? You don't have to do any more of that. I have to respond though. I can't just ignore them. They're so generous and enthusiastic. Okay, one small conversation. And then off you go. Oh my, they're mental. Deliciously crazy. But three people talking to me at the same time. Ugh, this guy is interrupting me. Say sorry to the people you're talking to. No, don't say sorry. I can't do more than this. Oh god, selfie guy is resting his hand a little too low. Why do these type of men always have to have the feeling that they own you in that moment? People I know from that other gig. My next gig sold out. I know. Maybe I should put them on the guest list. They're so kind. Girl. You only get 4 spots. Stop giving what you don't have. Fuck, dude. Why are you interrupting? I clearly see that I'm talking. Oh, he wants a picture. Say sorry to the people you were talking to. No, don't say sorry. It's this guy who's being rude, not you.
Oh, how I dreaded this moment.
Finish this conversation and move on. I'm starting to feel a little dizzy. Too hot. I haven't taken the time to blow off steam after the show.
I need to be alone a little while.
This fucking guy is taking pictures without asking.
Let me talk to him.
Make a joke, though. Don't
you
be
want
rude.
To book me for your next jungle themed party?
His friend is laughing.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good joke.
Yeah, I'll be your entertainment monkey.
Or isn't that what he meant?
But I heard these jokes before about that type of guy.
This is horrible.
Just want to say hi to my mom.
She's so cute.
Waiting patiently till I finish talking to these people.
Ah, yes. Thank you. Happy you enjoyed it.
Yes, that is a nice feminism shirt.
Girl,
did
power.
You enjoy the show?
Oh, no. Stop asking questions.
But I don't want to be
but
rude.
But this girl doesn't realize
all these
it.
Fucking questions.
Okay, you're ignoring
me. Okay, more stories about
fucking
you.
Hell, can't you see I'm exhausted?
I can't take it anymore.
Why can't people be more concerned?
He even went to look for me in my dressing room.
Should I scream?
I want to scream.
Leave me alone.
Can't you see I'm tired?
Stop it.
I can't breathe.
Tell your mom you're not feeling
the only
well.
Person you actually wanted to talk
okay,
to.
Okay, go on.
Guy wanting to talk to me is blocking away.
I'm having a fucking panic attack.
Can't be polite.
Push him out of the
but
way.
Say sorry.
Go.
You're hyperventilating.
Breathe.
Yeah, fucking drink.
Leave me alone.
My boyfriend, he truly understands me.
Breathe.
He understands. Come back to your core. It's safe inside yourself. Listen to your own voice. Your body is your home. You are always safe in your own body. Let go of what you think people want of you. Let it go. Your body knows what to do. Let go of this mental interpretation. You exist with or without it. Thank the fears and say goodbye. Let it go. Your body knows what to do. Breathe in for 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Release 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
I want to tell you about my childhood. Nothing will prevent me, neither close attention nor the desire to be exact, from writing and speaking words that sing. My childhood began with President Bush. Precisely. This childhood began on the day when Bush started carefully to write down the instructions which were to be carried out on the day of his funeral. He did this because he knew that people like him do not die. This country's supreme dictator. Bush spoke clearly into his dictaphone. Otherwise known as only I, the everlasting, ever-blasting president in all other names, according to my discretionary powers as president, declare that on the day of my death, which is just about to take place, according to my wishes, declare that my head be cut off. This head should be draped in rosebuds, roses in full bloom, and dead ones. Human bones will hang all around the dead ones. Stick the whole mess on a pike so that the people whom I've put in prison can pay homage to me. Afterwards, the head rosebone emblem shall be this country's new flag. 7 grungy, emaciated boys shall carry the original around the courtyard of the United Nations until they drop dead. Then all the children who are now starving can feast their eyes on my empty eye sockets. My eyes shall live forever. May the death penalty, which has just been nationally reinstated, remain in effect so that everyone who worked under my auspices can be executed. There shall be no more university education. No need, for by that time human memory will have been formed. Education instead shall become this, the head rosebone emblem, or I, who shall continue talking with God. May one fact remain to continue forming human memory. Since a state is just a mass that secretes and shelters the power relations behind it, every state is fetishized or sexually desirable. For I am talking about myself. I want to describe the beginning of this world of Bush, where for us there is no language.
did you grow those bones? Midnight is a mirror. Look up your reflection.
Living CQT 3. I hope you enjoyed that journey into your underground subconscious and your journey back out again. So yeah, I'm going to play you another Lizzo song to end it off, just about how amazing you are. And that's it. Take care. Be well. Be ready for more amazing music in 2 weeks from now and whatever other weird concoctions we have stored for you. Take care, Montreal.
To somebody in a video talking about something I posted in a video. If it wasn't me, then would you even get offended? Or is it just because I'm black and heavy? Y'all don't hear me though. I've been the same since I've been dropping slow on BizOnNet. Call up anybody I know and they will tell you that fame is pretty new, but I've been used to people judging me. That's why I move the way I move and why I'm so in love with me. I'm used to feeling
I know.
Hold my bag, bitch. Hold my bag. Do you see this shit? Hold me back. I'm about to knock somebody out. Yo, with my best friend. She the only one I know to talk me off the deep end. Cause that's my girl, we codependent. If she with it, then I'm with it. Yeah, we tussle, mind your business. So, 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 so. That's my girl, we CEOs and dancing like a CEO. We-
Yes.